Nebraska Extension Almanac.
You'll always have a difficult time growing turf in shady areas of your home landscape. On today's Almanac, Bob Hendrickson from the Nebraska Forest Service talks about some varieties of sedge that can thrive in shaded areas, and some even resemble turf.
Let me kind of talk a little bit about what do we mean by lawn alternatives. It's kind of a new phrase that's going around out there, right? And for me, lawn alternatives doesn't mean, okay, I'm replacing my lawn with a plant I can walk on as much as I walk on my lawn. That's not what you need to think of as a lawn alternative. It's growing something besides lawn. Well, if you look at it that way, it could be pretty much a flower garden, right? It could be a shrub border, you know, whatever. But what we mean is for lawn alternative, it kind of gives you that clean lawn look, if you will, that uniform look in shady areas, mostly is where this movement is taking place, because in shady areas, it's hard to grow good turf grass, right? A lot of people know that. So they'll try to replant, and it doesn't do too well. So what we're after is, and all you have to do to look up, you don't have to remember a whole lot here. You can just look up lawn alternatives using native sedges. And what sedges are these a genus of plants in Nebraska. There's like 60 species of these called carex. It's not the yellow nut sedge that everybody hates, right? The yellow nut sedge came from Europe, by the way. So our native sedge is 23 species strong. These are little like grass-like looking plants, fine textured, and they grow into a little tuft, maybe 12 by 12 inches. Mine at home, it captures my eye just going to my car, because right now with the fall color, it's this yellow, green, billowing, fountain-like, fine textured thing. Really cool. And what people are doing is planting this in mass underneath their oak trees or underneath their maple trees. And then when the leaves fall, because we often talk now, a big buzzword is leave the leaves, right, for diversity. Well, the great thing about these sedges as your lawn alternative is the leaves can fall in between those clumps and just remain. Plant comes right up through it in the spring. And you can plant plants in between those sedges. So I'm talking about shady areas, part shade, half day of sun, that type of thing. You can certainly do that look in a full sun, that lawn alternative. It just would be with a different animal than just sedges. It'd be more prairie grasses, if you will. You know, you can tidy it up, say, in the spring. You could mow it back in the spring, but honestly, Brad, I just leave them, you know, the old growth dies back, the new growth comes right up through it, and it may not be that clean look for everybody. That's why I say, you know, to make yourself happy, sure, you can mow it down 3 inches in the spring, but that's it, you know, because these plants basically 8 inches to 12 inches high, but because they grow in tufts, it doesn't look like, you know, somebody forgot to mow, you know, and you get called in. That yellow nut sedge, bad reputation. It spreads underground and from seed. Well, these sedges, they stay put. I've never seen a seedling from one of these little, and I'll mention a couple species, and you can look this up online, folks. Ask Google, or did I just say AI? Okay, ask, you know, to show you some examples, but one of my favorites is called oak sedge, and it's native to Nebraska. There's another one called rosy sedge, native to Nebraska. Pennsylvania sedge is native to Iowa. Of course, it's named after Pennsylvania. That's fine. It's native there too. But all three of those great. I love Appalachian sedge. There's probably around 6 to 8 species that you can choose from that give very similar looks. There's subtle differences in between the two. But what you do is you plant what we call a matrix underneath those trees. In fact, there's one sedge I'm thinking of. This lady said, you convinced me to plant this in my yard, and it just was kind of sitting there, not doing much, and it was in a very dense shade area, so I decided, well, I'm going to move it and give it a little more sun. So she moved it, and she said they just took off from the word go. They're thriving. So I think, you know, any plant in dense shade is difficult. Part shade, half day of sun, perfect, like, say, the east side of your house, or, you know, a lot of our big overstory trees are limbed way up, so they get morning sun, little afternoon sun. That's perfect.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.